This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked about businesses up at the top of the program, the bigger ones represented by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and smaller ones that Justin was talking about, and where they are with this corona economy, which is mostly not in a great place. That's all the more true for businesses owned and run by minorities. Today for us, agriculture, specifically black agriculture. Cornelius Blanding is the executive director of the Federation of Southern Cooperatives Land Assistance Fund. Mr. Blanding, thanks for coming on, sir.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
For those who are not familiar, give us the 30-second spiel on your group and your members.
We're simply a cooperative association of black farmers, landowners, and cooperatives all around the South. Our primary goals are providing cooperative economic development, land retention, and advocacy for our members.
So how has economic development been going for your members the last, 9 months or so as this economy has gone through what it's gone through?
We've been challenged like everybody else in this country, everybody else in this world. We've had farmers, we've had cooperatives who've lost a lot of business because of the pandemic, like many people. But it's been on top of a number of record years of losses. But with every disaster, there's some opportunities. And so there have been some opportunities to cooperate better. But it's been a challenge.
Yeah, I hear you. I want to ask you about one of the aid programs from the Department of Agriculture, the food box program, where the government would, in essence, buy produce from all farmers, but including your members, and distribute it to families in need. That worked for a while for y'all, but then kind of stopped, right?
Yes. The food box program for us, it was a godsend. It was the kind of program that we needed, something that could have been built upon. We were able to buy food directly from our membership, from black farmers who otherwise would have lost income. And we were able to supply that food directly to the communities that needed the most. And it was a direct relationship. But then, as you know, this program started to change. They started leaning back toward large agriculture, large corporations. And when it started morphing, those farmers started being left out.
So we did a lot of work on this program in the summer and fall after George Floyd about the systemic racism in this economy. And we talked about, big companies, Fortune 500 companies, and we talked about the economics profession and academia. I'm just going to throw out here that my guess would be that there's systemic racism in black agriculture, too.
Your guess would be right. There's a reason that there's so few black farmers. In 1910, there were 218,000 black farmers, and they owned roughly 15 million acres of land. For the turn of the century, according to the 1992 census, there were only 18,000 black farmers with a little over 2 million acres of land. And so you're talking about an enormous loss of land, an enormous loss of farmers. And so that isn't by accident. Those are some things where there's some issues that are in the system.
You probably travel a lot, right, Mr.
Blanding? I do.
Yeah. So when you go out and you talk to your members and you sit down and you have a cup of coffee or maybe a beer or a drink after work or whatever it is, do your members and your clients, do they understand these problems and see them? Or are they just too busy working the land to pick their head up and I guess, think about big picture?
There's a broad range. There are some who do understand what's happening to them. There's some who see this in simple black and white terms. Yeah. They know they're getting less for their crops than their white neighbor down the street is getting for his crop.
Say that again. Racism and discrimination in pricing.
Yes.
Because of the race of the farmer.
Exactly. So they know that they get a smaller price for their goods than their neighbor down the streets. And many times it's because their neighbor down the street talks with them. They know that. And as a matter of fact, Kai, our organization is a 54-year-old organization. It was founded by 22 cooperatives. We've had co-ops in Mississippi that knew they got less for their collard greens than their neighbor did. So they had to form a cooperative so that they can ship their products to Chicago to get a better price. That's been a reality for black farmers for centuries.
Well, Mr. Blanding, thanks for your time, sir. That's Cornelius Blanding. He's the executive director of the Federation of Southern Cooperatives Land Assistance Fund. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kai.